My spidey sense is tingling.
Hello. Slim and at Barrington says.
Hello.
Hey, okay. Hey.
Comics podcast. 11.0. Big show. Big show tonight.
A really big show.
At Genzlo's Beer is here on the Twitter. At Farrington says, who doesn't really use the Twitter, but he is here.
It's great Twitter pick, by the way.
And I got a newsflash. He is black. We have the black quotient for the show.
Twitter is never going to last. You heard it here first.
Didn't John Mayer say that like 2 years ago?
I think he did. He's on the Tumblr now. Big show tonight. Comics podcast where we just read books and talk about them, essentially, in short form. At Comics Podcast on Twitter.
Wow. F. Arrington says, I love a little notebook.
He has notes.
That's nice. Is that a steno pad?
The last time I came, I was unprepared.
He felt bad about it.
Still a great show. Still a great show.
Oh, thanks. I was playing catch up, though.
So tonight we're going to talk about... Oh, by the way, he didn't read We Three. He didn't have time. We're going to talk about We Three, Gotham Central, the first volume by Ed Brubaker.
A word.
Rucka.
Love me some Brube.
So next week I had an idea... For what? It was a toss-up. It was between two books for what show or next, we whatever
just,
we record.
Why don't we just read both of them?
We could. I mean, it's a lot. So I decided we should read All-Star Batman and Robin.
Oh, God.
Wow. Wow.
Are you still mad at me for saying I'd make a show of Roz? I'm sorry.
And we could. We'll talk about that. The original idea was I was going through my old books and I found this, you know, shoddy trade of the death of Superman. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
did
I
you
do.
Ever read that?
I did. Unfortunately, I read that.
Unfortunately, that was a classic.
No. A great storyline wasn't there with the art, though.
Yeah, it changed like every issue because it was like shifted across like eight different Superman books.
I'm a fan of consistency. That's the problem.
Yeah, but if you look at that, as it gets more and more into the fight with Superman, the panels get smaller or bigger and bigger. So as he's actually starting to die, they become splash pages. It was well done.
Yeah, actually, I was reading the wiki on it, and they said that the last like three issues, Wikipedia. Check it out at Wikipedia.
100% accurate.
It changed because, as everyone knows, the last issue of that was all splash pages. And then the issue before that, it was all, like, I think four panels. Every page was four panels. And then the issue before that, it changed before that. Which I thought was an awesome idea. I never realized it when I was a youth.
You know, young boy.
I just remember people had that armband.
You wore it, right?
Damn right I wore that. Superman dead.
So next show, we'll read All-Star Batman and Robin, and we will dissect it. I think...
Got to take a lot of notes, not to lie.
But I thought, because, you know, at Dale _, hey, God bless him, God rest his soul, he used to be a co-host on the show.
And I love you, man.
Baby. So I was thinking if anyone, mainly for Dale, but if anyone wanted to talk, to email us about what they thought of Batman and Robin, the Boy Wonder series, they can email us. And we'll read it on the show, mainly for Dale, because I want to get Dale back in the show.
That's, you know what? I will play the part of Dale _A during that email session.
Good. So if you have anything to say, short, long, or otherwise about that series, you can email comics@nerdcast.org. So let's get into it right now.
All right, who's getting the first book?
I don't know. Who wants to
get the biggest? You got the biggest notes.
Hey. This is just two pages of legal pag. All right, my first book is My Trash in a Week. It changes its name every week, the segment.
But
right now it's The Trash in a Week, and that is Bendis' Avengers number 5.
Oh, no.
All right, you know, I ever tell you how much I love time travel?
How much do you love time travel?
Not really at all.
I don't think anyone does.
That was kind of just, never mind, whatever. So anyway, let me refresh you here. Tony Stark last issue decided to get bounced into the future to... find out what Ultron is up to, and he met his future self and the future Hulk. And are you just as confused as I am speaking about it as trying to follow it along right now? It's terrible. And I'll go on the book and say it's terrible. It was very poorly drawn.
You don't like the Romita art? Romita's usually pretty solid.
Not for this setting.
I'm going to tell him he said that when
go
we
ahead.
See him at the con.
Go ahead. I'll say it to his face.
Like, hey,
you
did
won't.
You see
I'll say
what
it right to his effing face.
You won't.
Did you see what at Jonesy Lowe's beard?